So I've discovered some very interesting things over the last few weeks as I have been focused on quieting my spirit and listening to my inner wisdom. One of the first things I discovered was that there are plans. If you believe in the divine, if you believe in the power of God, and if you believe in a divine creator, that when you walk in fellowship with the Spirit of God, that God has plans, P-L-A-N-S, for your life. Plans, not a plan, but plans, plural. And if you're like me, you have gone about a great deal of your life struggling to create these plans for your life and hoping and praying that they work out. And I don't think there's anything wrong with planning. Like, we should plan. We should make plans for our lives. We should put plans on our calendar and we should move in a direction of those plans. But when it comes to the master design of your life, that we are really in co-creation with God and creating our life. Like, he has a plan, and so we have to get in alignment with the plans that he has for our lives. And that was so liberating for me. So I know even right now that there are plans for my life and that my responsibility is to connect with the divine, with God, so that the plans for my life are fulfilled. So that's one thing that I learned, and I'm so excited that the responsibility for my life is mine, but there are plans that are laid out for me that as I get in partnership and in connection with God, that the universe begins to operate on my behalf to help me in the fulfillment of the plans that God has for my life. The second thing that I learned over these past few weeks is that, although on one level I knew this, but I think it sunk down deeper over the past few weeks, and that is that we're all running a race, right? And I know when I think about myself running a race, I would run the race, but I don't really consider myself a runner. Like, I love walking. So in just my natural life, my physical activity revolves around walking. Like, I don't like running. But when I look at that picture, that we are all running a race, that there's preparation for the race. So if you're running a race, you're running a marathon, you prepare for the race. You take off things, whether they be bad habits, extra weight. You begin to release things and let go of things that would hinder you from having success and that would hinder you from running your race. And so when I look at that from a spiritual perspective, I see that there are things that we often need to release, that we need to let go of, that we need to be free from so that we can run an effective race, so that we are able to win the race that we're running. So those are two nuggets that dropped in my heart and mind over the past few weeks, and I wanted to share that with you. So as you're going about your life and making plans as we begin to enter into a brand new year, I want you to think about how you begin to align yourself with divine purpose and how you intentionally align yourself with the plans that God has for your life. And second, I want you to think about what weights, emotional weights, physical weights, relationship weights that are weighing you down and are hindering you from running your race? What things are you entangled with that slow you down and hinder your race? Just want you to think about that for your own individual life and listen to your inner wisdom guide you through the process. I am Teresa Pettigrew Beeson, and I've been your host for this episode, and I'll see you next time.